This is Marketplace. I'm Andy Euler. In a lot of the country, kids are already heading back to school, and they'll soon be going back to the classroom everywhere else. At least, they're supposed to be. According to the U.S. Department of Education, more than 70% of public schools reported an increase in chronic absenteeism in the latest school year, meaning more students are missing at least one school day every 2 weeks, which has consequences beyond notes home to parents. It's not only bad for those students, but their schools receive less funding as a result of all that skipping. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports that as a result, school leaders are trying to think creatively about how to get kids to stop cutting class.
Tomorrow is the first day of classes at Washington Marion Magnet High School in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And tomorrow morning at 6:30, students are going to get a wake-up call from Principal Ronnie Harvey Jr.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Mr. Harvey. I just want to make sure that you're up and you're ready to be the best charger Indian you could possibly be. Attendance is important. This is
Harvey texts students, too. He also meets with parents in the community about the importance of attending school. He says in the wake of the pandemic, up to 30% of students might be absent on any given day.
Attendance is bigger than when it used to just be, you know, hey, you wake up, eat breakfast, go to school. Now there's so many factors as far as what's going on inside the home.
Like family members might be sick or kids might be working a job instead of going to class. Also, some families have just gotten out of the habit.
The expectation of going to school every day seems to have diminished.
Kevin Brown leads the Texas Association of School Administrators. Average daily attendance determines how much money schools get from the state.
So you may have 22 students in an elementary class, but if only 18 of them show up, then you're only being funded for 18, even though your costs are really for 22.
Other schools are funded based on how many people show up on a particular day. Dana Chambers is with the education nonprofit WestEd.
And the kids are there or the kids are not there, and that's the day. And so you can imagine with attendance being variable that that could really impact your per pupil funding.
So some school leaders are visiting homes or offering pizza parties to classes with the highest attendance. Anything to get kids to show up. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.